Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Dalad Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud. This podcast, as I mentioned, will be somewhat of a long one as we are going to take it to the end of the Perek. And we have Mishnayot Hey and Vav in the Perek, Perek Yudbet, together. Parim HaNishrafim L'Sirim HaNishrafim. What happens to the Chataot HaPimiot that get burned up? Bizman Shenishrafim K'Nitzvatan, when they're properly burned, which means the process was done properly. Nishrafim B'Beit HaDeshen, they're burned in the Beit HaDeshen, which is outside of Yerushalayim, we'll discuss where it is. U'metam'in B'Gadim, and anybody involved in the burning, the garments they are wearing are Tamei. They may not be something to its fatan if they are burned not properly, meaning something happened to them where they have to be burned and disposed of. Nisafim b'veit habira, we'll see what that is. Ve'inan metamin b'gadim, and then the people involved are not metamin b'gadim. In other words, tumat b'gadim only happens when the mitzvah is being done properly. Now the last mishnah of the perek, hayusovlin otobimotot. How would they take these animals out of the city? They would put them on dowels. Yatsu arishonim chutz l'chomat ha'azara. So according to this opinion, the minute that anybody is carrying the animal out of the city for burning, if it's done properly, they become tameh already. As far as the begadim goes, yatsu arishonim chutz l'chomat ha'azara v'achorim lo yatsu. So if the first group that's in front is already outside of the wall of the azara, and the other group, the two guys or so that are in back, have not yet gone out, so it's not as if to indicate that the animal has won halacha consistently. Whoever happens to be outside of the walls carrying the animal is already tamei begadim. If you're still inside, not. Yatsu, once you've gone out, we have to see what that is teaching. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, "Einam tamei ad sheyutzata or beruban." That carrying the animal out, taking it out, bringing it to the place, you're not tamei begadim until you actually are involved in burning it, and most of them is in the fire. Itach habasar, once the meat gets all melted, ein hasoreh tamei begadim, which means, let's say, a new fellow comes in to help with the fire after the meat is mainly melted, then he does not have tamei begadim. Okay, first question is, my bira. We said beit habira is where the ones that were done incorrectly are taken. What's the bira? There's a place in Harbayit called bira. Sokashamar no, call Harbayit kulo karui bira. The word bira, which in Tanakh, by the way, means fortress. There are two places called bira in Tanakh. Famously, Shoshana bira, but far more significantly, the Beit HaMikdash, Shinemar. Habira ashra chinoti, the bira that I have prepared, says God. David talks about why Shlomo is going to build it with God's help, etc., in Divrei Hayamim. There's three burning spots. Beit HaDeshen Gadol Haya Ba'azara. There was a big one in the Azara itself. Shisham Tzofim Sulei Kodshei Kodashim Ve'murei Kodshim Kalim Ufarmin Tzofim Tzofim She'ira Ben Psul Kodem Zerika. So anything that became Pasul in the Azara, so for instance, Kodshei Kodashim Ve'murei Kodshim Kalim, they became Pasul, have to be burned, but they're not taken out. They can't be taken out. And Parimah Tzofim Tzofim Tzofim, where the Psul happened before Zerika, can't be taken out. Beit HaDeshen Acher Hayah LaHarbayit. There was another one outside of the Azara, but on Harbayit. Shisham Tzofim Parimah Tzofim 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 Shira Ben Psul Achar Zerika. If the Psul was after Zerika, then they don't go all the way to Beit HaDeshen because they weren't done properly, but they are taken out. U'mitzvatan Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. If they're done absolutely properly, then they go outside of the city. We call that Shalosh Machanot. Parallel is the Machane, the traveling camp in the Midbar. They go outside of the three Machanot, outside of the city of Yerushalayim. We still don't know where, which direction, where it's outside. Tani Levi. Levi has a slightly different version. Shosha Beit HaShanim. Beit HaDeshen Gadol Haya Ba'azara. Same thing. Shosha Tzofim Tzofim Kodshi Kodashim Rei Kodshim Kalim. Tzofim Tzofim Shira Ben Psul. But here he disagrees. Ben Kodem Zerika Ben Lacha Zerika. Whether the Psul in the Chatat Timid was before or after Zerika, it's burned inside. You don't take it outside if it's a Psul. Beit HaDeshen Acher Haya Bahar Habayit. No one for there, for Har Bayit. Shosham Tzofim 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 Shira Psul B'Siyatan. So he marks it a little bit differently. He says that if the animal was processed properly, the Zerika was done properly, and afterwards everything was proper, but on the way out some sort of psul happened, then it's burned on Har Bayit. Mitzvatan chutz shalosh machanot. So that's the one point of disagreement between Levi and the other version of the Braita. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Yirmi asks, we thought with this a little bit earlier in the Masechet. What's the deen of Lina, of leaving something overnight with Parim and Sofim? Here's the two approaches. Maybe Lina only applies to meat, and of course to Dan, because meat's going to be eaten. If you don't put the meat on the Nisbeach, it's fine, so there's an issue of Lina. But so Parim and Sofim aren't going to be eaten at all. So maybe Lina just doesn't obtain here at all. Perhaps lean applies to anything that's being processed as a korban. If it's left over, it's called lapsed. Abaye asked this question. We answered him from the following. About whether pigul applies to chatat pinit. Rabbi Shimon says anything that doesn't go on the outside of his beach is no pigul. Chachamim disagree. But Chachamim agree with Rabbi Shimon that if your intent was about eating or burning parim hanisofim outside of their time, that's nothing. That's not pigul. So, meaning that the only way there'd be a pigul for chatat pinit is when you shechted it, you intended to do zrikat adam late. But not when you shechted or did zrikat adam, you intended to eat it or burn it late, because you're not going to eat it anyways. In other words, the intent to burn it at a time beyond when it's supposed to be burned is not called pigul. So my love, nida machshava lo pasla, nida nami lo pasla. So our argument to Abayu was that just like machshava, to do it chutz mano doesn't affect it. So lina also, actually leaving it over shouldn't affect it, meaning time doesn't play a role. And then we said perhaps not. Don't machshava hu lo pasla. So maybe only machshava, but lina pasla, meaning machshava can't be as strong as action. So if you intended to leave it over, maybe that's not a pigul, but maybe leaving it over really is a problem. We said mi'il applies to the chatal pinyot the minute the hektish happens, that they're declared hektish. Nishchatu, once shita happens, hushuli pasal mitzvul yom chuzakibur and volina. Then they're on a fast track that lina will affect them, as along with being touched by mitzvul yom chuzakibur and certainly by nitame. My love, lina pasar, aren't we talking about lina pasar, which means leaving the meat over, so you see lina does apply. Lo, lina temurim, we're talking about the emurim that go on the mizbeach hachitzon, that certainly lina applies to. Laha minikpani seifa kulan mo'alim ba'em veit ha'deshan an shiutach ha'basar. But at the end of that brayta we said that mi'ila applies in beit ha'deshan, until the meat gets all melted and hard. So it must be that the first part was talking about Mi'ila and about Lina is about Basar, not about Emurim. So the Mi'ira who said, Seifa Basar, Resha Emurim. The second part is talking about Basar. The first part is talking about Emurim, and we still have not proven whether or not Lina applies to the Basar that's burned up outside of the city. Toshma, Titani Levi, Shirabem Sul, Mitziatan. So we go back to Levi's version of the Braita that we started with. Levi talks about Parim and Sofim and Sidon and Sofim, and it will happen on the way out of the city. My love, Lina, so what could that be? It must be Lina. It must be that it was left overnight. So you see that it does apply. Well, Psul Tumah, Psul Yitzia. It must be the Psul of either something that came coming, or it went out before Zrika, or it went out improperly. Okay? Keep that in mind, because we're going to dance around with those two in the next two pieces. Bari Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar asked the question. Yitzia Maushol Yom Prime Sofim. Does Yitzia affect them? Meaning, if you take them out early, before Zrika, are they invalidated? So, my can violate what he asked. Rav Yirmi Amar, they're going to end up on dying. No, he gives one. Let's say Miam Linan. Remember, we had a machloka or the Yochanan Rishlokesh about taking Basar of Kochim Kalim outside of the Azar before Zrika. Rav Yochanan says they're not possible because they're eventually going to go out. And Rishlokesh said they are possible because they're not ready to go out. So according to that approach of Rish Lakish, it says that Dayim Lohigiyaz Mano, do we say that Hani Mila Basar, that that only applies to Basar, to Ein Sofola Tzeit Chavah, because there's no obligation to take the meat out and eat it somewhere in Shalom, you could eat in the Azara. Aval Hani Sofola Tzeit Chavah Lo, but here, this meat is supposed to go out. You have to take it out of the city to burn it if everything is done properly. So maybe here you see it wouldn't apply. Do you say the same thing? which is very very narrow, which is that it cannot leave until a certain point, and then it must leave. So let's see. In other words, does Rish Lakish's approach? Rabbi Yochanan for sure would say this is fine, because Rabbi Yochanan says even with the meat of Kodshim Kalim that you take outside of the Azar before Zerika, it's okay, because they're eventually going to go out anyway. So this meat certainly eventually going to go out. The question is, would Rish Lakish apply his principle that, well, it wasn't time for it to go out, so it's pasul, it's called Yotzei, would he apply that here to stuff that is going to have to go out later? So let's see, Toshman, Tana Levi, Sharbam, Subitiato. Again, our version of Levi, the point of disagreement with Levi. My love, Psul Yitzia, isn't that the Psul that it was Yitzia? So you see that Bari the Sefim, Sima and Sefim have a Psul Yitzia, which is if they went out for Zrika. Well, Psul Tuma, Psul Lina, the other two. Maybe they were Tomei, or maybe it was Lina, which means Lina, which beforehand we said we can't prove, now we're going to use as a possible alternative. By Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Lazar asked another question. Let's say that a majority of the animal went out, and there's one limb that's only a little bit out. And if that, if you consider that, that the part of the limb that's out to be out, then a majority of the animal's out. It's called the Yotzei. On the other hand, if you say that that limb has to follow where most of the limb is, and it's in, then you don't have most out. How do you calculate it? So do you say that the small piece of the limb, let's say of the leg, follows the majority of the leg, and now most of it's not out? Or do we say it follows the majority of the animal? It means how atomized are we going to be here? And the answer is, it's obvious that we're not going to say, ignore the fact that it's part of the majority of the animal, and say it's part of the majority of the limb. So if a little bit of the leg is out, and with it you have a majority of the animal, it's out. So that's not the question. You have exactly half out with the majority of the leg out. Do we say that the little bit of the leg, let's say, that's not out, follows the majority of the limb, is out, v'hanafakwe, and so now the animal's called Yotzei. Odilma bata behema shadinale, or do we say it follows the behema, and it's not yet out? And the answer to that is taken, we couldn't solve it. Now, Rabba Baravuna, matnila begavri. Alright, he said that this question was not about the animal and parts of the animal, but about people. Five people were involved in taking this animal out. Three went out, two were still inside, mine. Do we say that, after all, three-fifths of the people involved, the majority, are already out? Do we say that the majority of the animals not out? And the answer to that was Teiku. Okay. By Rabbi Lazar. What happens if they go out and they come back? Mahu. Meaning, as far as straight, do we say that once they went out, they're already Metame? No, Dilma, came under Hadur, Hadur. Okay, but the hadr, meaning that since they came back, and Tuma only really kicks in when you take them out permanently. Abba Barman, Meltashma, Hayusu, Vimapan, Motot, back to our Mishnah, where they would carry them out on dowels. Rishonim Yatsu, Chutzpah, Chumata, Zarava, Chirinle, Yatsau, so whichever guys are already out, Rishonim Yatsu, Chutzpah, Chumata, Zarmetanim, Gadim, Chirinle, Metanim, Gadim, Chiyatsu. The Isang of Adaf Kevin Naskilahu Itamu, if you think that once they've gone out, they become Tame, Hanaf the Ika Gvai the Tame, then they're all touching the animal and the whole thing should be the Tame and the guys inside should be Tame. So Ravina, if you think about that, Habaina Bachayat Wala Machanet. After all, what's the process? For instance, like the Torah. He goes out and then he comes back. You can't go like it. You don't have that here because these guys haven't gone out yet. You can't say somebody is inside the Azara, is Tame, or somebody who went out. He isn't yet in the position of coming back. What was Rabbi Lazar asking? When the Nikita Labib Kulsi, if they're carrying them on sticks from the outside, the question is whether or not carrying that out really makes them Tamei, or they have to be actually carrying it out with the dowels that are holding the animal. Okay, Tamar Abonin. Parim upara v'serim shaleach. Parim means parim v'serim. It also means serim v'serim, by the way. Paraz paraduma. And serim shaleach on Yom Kippur. Hamishaleach, so the guy who accompanies the service shaleach, Hasorfan, the one who burns the other animals, Vamotzian, and the one who takes them out, Metamei B'gadim. Okay, so the shaleach is for the service shaleach, Sorfan and Motzian is for the other ones. מתמד גדים. כמו שיאן is not for paraduma, because it's outside, but מתמד גדים. והן עצמן אין מתמד גדים, they, the animals, are not מתמד גדים. Only the guys doing this process, they're מתמד גדים. מתמד אוכלי נמשקין, דיר המאיר, but if the animal touches food or drink, it's מתמד, קורנר מאיר. חכם disagree and say, פרה ופרים מתמד אוכלי נמשקין. You're right about פרה ופרים, but not שאיר משתלך על המתמד. Why? שהוא חי. So, שאיר משתלך is alive, there's a gzerat ha-katuv that the guy who takes him out, and it's not gadim, but it can't generate too much, and after all, the last time we see it, it's alive, and then it goes down the cliff. Chana matamei ochlu namashki. Now, beast, Mother Rameir, I understand Rameir's position, because under Rabbi Shmuel, I'll call zera zerua. This is about liquids coming on vegetables, make the mushal the tuma. Mazraim she'en sofan litamei tuma chamura. After all, food will never have tuma chamura. It's never going to be an avot tuma. Utsuchin asher, nonetheless, in asher, of course, she'en sofan litamei tuma chamura, tsuchin asher. Therefore, everything that's not going to get tuma chamura needs asher. Yes, not nivat of tahor. Nivat of tahor, after all, she's supposed to make tuma chamura. It's going to be tuma chamura, it's going to become an avatuma, and therefore it's shechashir, therefore it needs no hechshir, and as is, it's inside your stomach, it's metame. Hello, Rabbanan, the Yid lo hudan Rabbi Shmuel, if they said come to Rabbi Shmuel's principle, then I feel it's like your mishtaleach should be metame. Lately, if they don't accept this principle, I'll see the parah parim menala. Then how I would parah parim be metame food at all either? After all, does food need a hechsher or not? If food needs a hechsher, all food needs a hechsher to become tame, then none of these animals should be. But they split it. If on the other hand it doesn't, then sorry, should be metame. If it's kiyata v'dini amar ammarava, tzuchin hechsher tumam makom acher. And in hechsher tumam makom acher, makom acher means this animal's dead. But Sajjishal Ech not dead. Okay, by Rabbi Lazar. Parimu Sirimani Safim Maushi Tamu Ochu Damaskin Mifnim Kibachut. Meaning, are the Metame inside the Azara as they are outside? Do we say Mechusa Yitzir to Mechusa Masadami? So we just said that the Metame food that they touch. Or if they touch food, it's on the inside of the Azara. Do we say that the fact that they haven't gone out, that's like Mechusa Masa, which means it's missing a vital component, and it's not yet outside, it's not Matame. Olo. So Bata Dabaya, another Pashta, he asked the question, he answered himself, taking it out as a vital component, you haven't taken it out yet, it's not outside, it's not Matame. Vamine Rabbi Abba Bar Shmuel, me Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. He asked the following question. Yivat Of Tahor L'Reb Meir, Maushi Tame B'Kazayit. Does it generate Tuma B'Kazayit? The masal are loti bayalach, it fell on the ground. You have a nivat, nivat of tahor, it fell on the ground. Loti bayalach, that's not a question. Because it's not in your mouth, it's only the tame metablia. They're not given fume loti bayalach, if it's already in your mouth, it's not a question, because then it is metame. Well, I'm not going to be a day. If you pick it up in your hand, and his question is, mechusa krevik, mechusa dami olo. The fact that you didn't yet put it in your mouth, that you have it in your hand, is that considered like mechusa masa, and therefore it's not metame yet, or is it not? And then the answer, mechusa krev alavka mechusa masa dami. The minute you pick it up in your hand, it's like you have it in your mouth, and it's metame. Eitavei, shnashah, sadvar namu, but nivlat of tahor. There's a whole list of things unique about nivlat of tahor. The Mishnah in Tarot, I believe. Zechad mehan, tzicha machshava ve'in tzicha echsher. And eit machshava means it's intent. But it doesn't have share. Matame tumat ochli mechabeitza. Matame mechabeitza. My love, Rameir, who he is, not Rameir, because it says have share. Well, Rabbanani, Bakhtani Reisha, Tzicham Achshavay, Tzicham Achshare, Uman Shavon Lehi Tzfar, who's the one who holds that Tzfar? It's Rameir, as we saw earlier, with Rabbi Shmuel's Rosh about Zera Zerua. The Reisha Rameir, Sefanam Rameir, Seminiria, Hakadita Vahakadita. The first is Rameir, the second part is Rabbanan. This we had earlier in the Masechet. If you do Malika, remember Meir is called Vachomer and Domina. If you did Malika on an Of Tahor that was a Trefa, it is Metahir from Din Nevela. Man Shavaleh Haisfar, who's the author, but Rameir. So now, Reisha the Sefer of Meir, Mitziyat the Rabbanan, you want to tell me that the first part of the Mishnah and the last part of the Mishnah is Rameir, and the middle you have a statement of Rabbanan against Rameir? The answer is, in Reisha the Sefer of Meir, Mitziyat the Rabbanan, yeah, you have such a thing. Rahonun of the Rebbe Zera. Lo teter okarach ad namrat lihamelta. Don't sit down until you explain this to me. Nivat ofar lo meir. Monim la rishon v'sheni or ein monim rishon v'sheni. Meaning, can it make a rishon v'tumma and a sheni v'tumma or not? Because it's only matame inside. He said it's not. Because the only time that you count Rishon and Sheni Lutumba is something that's Matame a person by touch. And since this is not Matame B'maga, but Beit Abliya, it's not. The blind in Rabbi Zerah and Rabbi Yan Bachia. Amilam Rabbi Avim Bakahana. Hadanan Chibure Ochlin Ayde Mashkin, Chibure Lutumba Kalav and Chibure Lutumba Chamurab. If you have two foods that are connected because there's liquids joining them and connecting them, that only works for Tuma Kala, for Vlada Tuma, but not for Chutamu Chamura. So Monimbo Rishon Sheni, or Ain Monimbo Rishon Sheni, again, do you count from that secondary food that's connected by the liquid to the primary food, do you count Rishon Sheni or not? I'm like, well, Echad Matame Adam, Monimbo Rishon Sheni, Matame Adam, and Mio Rishon Sheni. Only things that are Matame a person. This food's not Matame a person. Ochlin can't be Matame a person in any case. So you never count Rishon Sheni there. Okay. Now, at the end of the mystery, it said, Yatsu Elu Ve'elu, when both groups go out, they're all Matame B'gadim. In Hami Mili. Now, how do we know any of this? The basic principle of our Mishnah, which is that when you go outside with the animal, you're Matame B'gadim. The Tanaman L'Halot Omer Chutz L'Gimu Machanot, V'kam Machane Achat. L'mar L'cha, Kevan She'asa Chutz L'Machane Achat, Matame B'gadim. In the context of the... in the context of the Par Helam Dover, etc., Par Kol Mashiach, it says it has to go out of Gimel Machanot. In the context of Par Yom Kippur, it says Machaneh Achat. Why? They all have to go out of Gimel Machanot. To teach you, Kivan Sheyatza Chutz Machaneh Achat, once it goes out of one Machaneh, that's the Azara. The Tana B'Gadim, and the Sumat B'Gadim is not when you're all the way at the point of burning, but in the minute you've left one Machaneh. He grew from the Nalan. How do you know that itself? The Tana Banan, Hotsiyat Kol HaPar V'Chutz Machaneh. This is Parkon Mashiach. Chutz Gimel Machanot. It means all three. I thought about Chutz Gimel Machanot and Machane Achat. Maybe it's supposed to burn it right outside of the Azara. Shemar Par Haidah. The next part it says, Chutz Machane. Again, Chutz Machane. Shem Tzarech Loma. You don't have to say it. Shem Kfar Nemar. Kashem Safat HaPar Yishon. Remember, remember this from the end of Harayot. All the rules of Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur are copied after Parkon Mashiach. Do it just like you did the previous one. So we already know it's Chutz Machane. So why does it say Mechutz Lamachaneh? L'tema Machaneh Shniyah, to tell you the second Machaneh, Machaneh Leviyah. From Mechutz Lamachaneh, B'deshen, when it says in the beginning of Tzav, take it, the Deshen, on Mechutz Lamachaneh, can start from Shekhar Nemar, Shefach HaDeshen Yisareth, says that in Parakon HaMashiach, it says you burn it where the Deshen is thrown. L'tema Machaneh Shlishit, to give you a third Machaneh. So they have to go out of all three. But because it says Machaneh Achat, therefore the Tumah happens immediately. Rav Shimon, how Mechutz Lamachaneh Me'ali? The Rav Shimon member says, you only tell me when you're actually burning it. So what's Mechutz Lamachaneh there for? By the Chantan of Elazar Omer, Nemar Kan Chutz Lamachaneh, and Nemar Lahalan Chutz Lamachaneh. Yeah, Chutz Lamachaneh Paraduma. Malach Chutz Lagim Lachanot, Afkan Chutz Lagim Lachanot. So he says, Chutz Lamachaneh in our Parashot of Par Helam Dover, etc., and Bar Yom Kippurim, all Mechutz Lamachanot based on the comparison with the word Chutz Lamachaneh Paraduma. And now we find it gets in direction, and just like in Paraduma, it's east of Yerushalayim, it has to be Nocha Hamikdash, so therefore it has to be on the east side. Therefore all of them are burned on the east side. So now where do the Rabban get location from? It's north side, towards Scopus. If you also agree with Omer, I'm Beit HaDeshen is something that burnt in Beit HaDeshen, doesn't say what that is. I'm a Rabbi Mantan and a polygon of Yosef Gluti. Who is the one who disagrees with Yosef Gluti? Or Lozman Yaakov, he, Netanya, Kelach HaDeshen is Sarev, Shisham Deshen. There has to be Deshen there to add on to it. Meaning ashes. Lozman Yaakov, Omer, Shehem HaKomo Meshupach. What does Shefach HaDeshen mean? It has to be a slope. And that gradient is Nachal Kidron on the east side of Yerushalayim. I'm all there by Vizilbam Komo Meshupach Pligi. Maybe the disagreement is only whether it has to be a sloping place where you throw the ashes, because we all agree on the location. So we don't know. Tana Rabbanan, Sereit Metamei B'Gadim, V'lo Matitzitah Or Metamei B'Gadim. So only the one who burns it is a Tamei, but not the guy who lights the fire. V'lo Matitzitah Or Tamaracham Metamei B'Gadim, and not the guy who sets up the wood. Neizu Asoreif, what's Adam Sayyeh, V'shat Sekhla, anybody who helps with putting the parts of the animal on and moving them around when it's burning. off Mishnah Sula from the Tamei Begadim, I might think you're a Tamei Begadim even if you first get there when it's ashes. Lamar Otam. Otam Tamei Begadim, the Ephraim Tamei Begadim, only when the animals are still visible as meat, but not ashes. Shimon Omer, Otam Tamei Begadim, Itacha Masarim Tamei Begadim, says once the meat is all either melty or hard, then it's not the Tamei Begadim. My Benayu, so it's an interesting of Shimon, and that earlier version of it sounds like of Shimon. Maravi, Kebenayu, the Shavi Charucha, when it becomes all hard. According to Shimon, it's not melty, so that it's not the Tamei Begadim. According to the first opinion, it's already not the Tamei Begadim. Alright, and that brings us to the end of Perek Tul Yom. We get to Shimon's start the penultimate chapter of Zvachim, Ashokhet of Malachut, dealing with the Isur and the prohibition of Shchita Chutz and Halah Bachutz. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.